97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Alex Fink is on the phone with us. He is a technical executive, Silicon Valley expatriat, founder and CEO of The Other Web, a public benefit corporation whose mission is to improve the quality of information people consume. I wanted to have you on, Alex, because of this headline about AI taking over news. I hesitate to say that at some point you could be listening to somebody on the radio and it not be a person, but that's maybe where we're headed?
I think we might be, though. I think before you start hearing that, you will probably just start hearing human anchors narrate stories that were written by AI. Mm-hmm. It's much easier to replace the writer than it is to replace the anchor.
So this is mostly about ChatGPT. I know there's some other ones, but that's the one that, you know, everybody knows already. So how does this affect news? Are we talking about an algorithm that will basically determine what's important to you, or is it determining even how the news is shaped?
Well, I think all of the above. In reality, all these algorithms are just tools that people can use. And so if you have a person that wants to generate more clickbait articles than he's generating now, then he will just be able to do that with the next large language model like ChatGPT, right? Or if that person has a different goal, maybe he wants to create a fake story that really appeals to you personally based on the things you've liked in the past, then that can also be done much more efficiently with the help of a large language model.
Alex, this is happening fast. I mean, it's one of the reasons people are so interested in it is because somebody at some point said, well, this is the wave of the future, and they were right. I mean, this stuff is really infiltrating a lot of industries, and news being one of them that I think people are most interested in because it does shape the way that you see the world. How is AI being used now that it wasn't even last year at this time to shape news?
Well, I think actually if we're looking at AI research, then publishing is happening really, really fast and things are advancing at really incredible speeds. You see new research come out every 2 or 3 days, and in almost every other field, these kind of advances only happen once every few years or so. So in the news specifically, I see it appear more and more in content generation, whether it's entire articles being written by AI or perhaps just parts of articles or maybe just the research behind articles. But it seems like most people are using it to at least supplement the kind of research that they used to do manually before. I think we're going to see it more and more on the content generation side. And I think it's inevitable that we will have to see it on the content filtering side as well. Just like you have people who make viruses, and that requires some other people to make antiviruses. You have people who create spam email, and that requires a lot of companies to create spam filters. So just like AI is being used today by people to generate low-quality content, that necessitates the existence of companies like The Other Web that filter that content using AI.
You know, Alex, one of the conversations that we're having a lot as a society is, what is fake news? What should be censored? What shouldn't? I tend to err on the side of as little as possible, although there are, of course, things that I don't want to see on my news feed that, you know, illegal things, for instance. But is AI going to be helpful or harmful for spotting what could be fake news, or is that in the eye of the beholder?
Well, I think the problem with AI is, again, it is a tool. And so if you use AI to try to detect fake news, that depends on how you define fake. The definition itself will be created by a human. AI will just be used to implement it. So our approach has been, we don't want to try to define what fake is, because it's not even just in the eye of the beholder. Sometimes it's just not knowable in real time. You only find out if something is true or not a month later. But when it's a breaking story, then it's just impossible to tell. So our approach is, we don't want to tell whether something is fake or not. We want to just enforce quality rules, right? If you make a claim, you should provide a sufficient amount of evidence, outside sources. You should only state the fact that you know without using some loud adjective that try to persuade a person or to sort of frame the story a certain way. And as long as you follow these rules, then that story probably is good enough to be consumed by people, even if a month later it will turn out to be false. It was still worth it to consume that story in real time if it followed all these basic rules of quality.
Alex, I want to talk to you real quick before we go about your company and what you guys do. But before we close things out, last question for you. We've talked about kind of the news generation side, and that's where I was interested because, you know, here I am talking on the radio. That's kind of what we do. But we read a lot of stories, and we're part of the consumer class as well, as most people are. What are ways that we can spot fake news or things that are artificially generated? And is it valuable to do so?
Yeah, I'm not sure that there's an easy way to spot something that was artificially generated, just because the tools used to generate things artificially are improving every day. So even if you learn a particular trick to recognize something written by ChatGPT based on GPT-4, GPT-5 will come out and that trick will no longer work.
Right.
So I would still sort of recommend to people to use all the old rules of journalism when they look at something, right? Is this double-sourced, right? Does it use relatively cautious language that only tries to state the things that are actually knowable and known to be true? Or does it make outrageous claims but then only provide evidence for some part of that, right? So just use your critical judgment and thinking using the same methods that we applied in the 70s when we were looking at stories or that editors were using all along, essentially. And recently we've been relaxing these standards because everybody is rushing to publish first to get the most clicks and eyeballs. And that is bad in itself. It will become even worse when content generation becomes essentially free.
Alex Fink has been our guest. I want to give you a chance before we run out of time here and run. You're the founder and CEO of The Other Web, a public benefit corporation. Explain what that is and how you're using, how people can connect with it and why they would.
So we wanted to create one place where you can read news, commentary, listen to podcasts, basically consume all the different types of content that you can find on the web, but be able to really filter out things that are obviously junk and be able to customize your feed manually as opposed to relying on some black box algorithm doing it for you. So you can find us on otherweb.com, the website, or you can download an app called Otherweb on either Google Play or the App Store. And in all of those, that's essentially what we provide. You can customize just about everything, including even what emotions the articles you're consuming are most likely to evoke in you. So you can tweak your feed to be slightly more hopeful and slightly less infuriating if that's what you're looking for. And we will continue to add more and more options to let people customize and really control what they put into their brain, because if people don't control it, then somebody else will. And we think it's the consumer that should have that level of control.
As a technical executive and Silicon Valley expatriate, Alex Fink is capable of doing those things that I only know because I'm able to click a button and it happens. And that is probably is where you are too. So otherweb.com.
That's correct.
Okay, otherweb.com. And then you can add it as an app on your phone, which is probably where most people would like to download that. If you're listening to the show right now, Otherweb as an app. So download that. Alex, thanks for your time this weekend.
Thank you so much.
Get more at 971talk.com.